A report into a grants scheme set up to boost the economies in struggling regional areas has raised questions about a lack of clarity around funding decisions. Now, the scheme was rolled out after the 2016 election, and it provided more than $200 million to projects in 10 of the most disadvantaged regions in the country. The Auditor General's report has revealed a number of ineligible projects were actively considered, with one even receiving government funding. Those in areas that missed out say they're bitterly disappointed and they want answers. Georgia Hitch reports.
Bowen, on the central Queensland coast, has seen better days. Shops are closing, people are leaving, and unemployment is still above the national and state level. Bruce Hedditch is the chairman of the Bowen Chamber of Commerce.
My feeling that country areas, particularly in central Queensland, are being neglected. For far too long, infrastructure has not been coming to Queensland. It's going to the major centres of Australia, and about time politicians of all persuasions start to wake up and realise that country areas need help.
He's frustrated by the Auditor-General's report into the Commonwealth's Regional Jobs and Investment Scheme, which found over 60% of projects in the Bowen Basin region that were recommended by the department weren't funded. That's the second highest rate after the Wide Bay Burnett region, where 75% of projects weren't given the green light. Bruce Hedditch wants to know why so many valid ideas were turned down.
We need an answer. If they want to make a decision, have the guts to stand up and tell the people why you've made it. Now, this business of hiding behind cabinet documents and private closed doors is rubbish.
Each application for funding was given a score out of 100 by the department. The higher the score, the better. In the report, the Auditor General said the reason the ministerial panel rejected some of the highest scoring applications was because they thought they were scored wrong, but that there wasn't any effort to rescore the applications to show where they thought they could be improved. As well as improving the transparency of those decisions, the report also found conflict of interests weren't managed properly. Shadow Minister for Regional Development, Catherine King, thinks the minister responsible, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack, has questions to answer.
Well, it's unusual for the Audit Office to issue such a scathing report, and the fact that the government released it, I think, you know, just minutes before the Melbourne Cup was run, I think says everything about their attempt to bury what is a report that really does expose how this government treats regions. I think the minister's got quite a bit of explaining to do when it comes to this report.
She's also jumped on figures in the report that showed most of the decisions by the panel that went against the department's recommendations related to projects in coalition electorates. In a statement, a spokeswoman for the minister, Michael McCormack, said,
"It is worth noting the report concluded there was no bias evident in the assessment and decision-making process concerning funding of projects in RJIP regions over others."
And that
the department will continue to review delivery of all regional programs and implement improvements when necessary.
But Labor's Catherine King doesn't think that cuts it.
The level of transparency and the level of administrative accountability is really important. And I think that with this program, it is absolutely clear that this is, again, the National Party treating this like a slush fund.
Labor's Catherine King, and that report from Georgia Hitch.